The Rift Drifter, Episode 3, The Year of Purple.
Come through a rift into a new world. I can see rainforest all around, but not like any rainforest I've experienced before. There are trees of vastly different shapes and sizes, and the colors are almost burning my eyes. Everything is so bright, so vibrant, contrasting so greatly. And there are creatures here as well. I can see bird life, lizards, mammals, and many things in between. I don't know that I can see any two creatures that look alike, even though they are in some cases behaving in herds or in groups. There is a huge amount of diversity in this world. And I can expect there'll be many dangers here as well. I should hide and keep my wits about me. Yes. Oh. Not far away. I can see what looks like some sort of large cat, almost, but it has six limbs. It's enormous. It stands maybe three feldspars high. It has long teeth and, clearly very, very good hearing, because it is now coming towards the bush that I am crouched behind. I will have to see what magic I might have to defend myself, but I don't wish to harm the beast if I can. I will slowly come out from the bush and see what I am able to do. I wonder if it is intelligent. Hello. I mean you no harm. Okay, well, I better run. Alright, I'm running through the favorite rainforest. I haven't seen any signs of intelligent life so far, just lots and lots of creatures. My feet are getting tangled in vines and in different potholes. I fear I'm not going to be able to outrun this creature for much longer.
Oscar!
A voice.
Oscar!
Hello!
Hello?
Where are you? I can't see you.
I'm here. Oh! You've been chased by my Oscar!
Yes, for quite a while.
It is just a game. He is harmless. I'm sorry. I'm Kira.
Didn't feel like much of a game to me. I'm Feldspar, the wizard.
Well, He was probably excited by your robes. It is our year of purple.
The year of purple?
Yes.
I wear these every year.
Well, it is an ideal year for you to be here, then.
What is the year of purple?
It is a year of discovery, of questioning. The year where we find out truths that were once hidden from us.
That does sound like a very good year.
It is a good year.
I'm glad I'm here.
Why are you here? Who are you?
I'm Feldspar, the wizard. And I travel between different worlds. I'm here because I'd like to find out more about your world and see if there's any way I might be able to help.
Amazing. It must be destiny that you are here on this year.
Many have said so.
Well, welcome. Well, I will take you to my village. You can meet my people.
I have nothing to fear from... What was its name?
Oscar.
Oscar.
Yes. No, not at all. In fact, we could ride him back.
Oh, yes, if you don't mind.
No, not at all. He is very friendly.
Oh, I can see you have a kind of rope here to climb on top.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Here you are.
Well, if you could give me a hand, I am a wizard, but an old man.
Yeah, I'll pull you up.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. I'll... Well, as you can see, this is our beautiful rainforest.
Yes, I can see a bit further from up here, and I can see that it's not all rainforest.
No.
There seems to be some cleared areas.
Yes. A lot of changes have been happening over my lifetime. I'm not sure why. It seems there are other villages, cities, I think they're called. They don't see the value of the rainforest that my people do. It's sad. They keep cutting more and more back. They're putting in these massive metal logs everywhere.
Yes, I see mechanisms. It might be large pumps.
Yes.
Pipes extracting something from the ground.
Yes, this black sticky water. It's so noisy at nighttime. It's nothing like it used to be. Here where we are, you can hear the birds and see all the different monkeys. So peaceful.
What is it used for, this black sticky water as you described it?
Beyond the rainforest there are these massive huts, massive paths made of rock and metal, and they're being built. There are people there with goggles on their faces.
Goggles?
Goggles.
I feel as though I might need some goggles with how bright everything is around here.
It doesn't seem that bright to me.
Oh. You clearly are adapted for this environment.
Oh, clearly. It's my eyes, you see.
Yes, I can see they're multifaceted to see, seemingly take in all of the different colours and process them in a way that I cannot.
Yes, we are losing our colours, though. Do you see the sky?
Ah, yes, up above is what appears almost like a rainbow, that it goes all the way across the sky. It's much thicker than any rainbow I've seen.
Yes.
And it seems to be undulating almost, like it's moving.
Hmm. Oh, it is alive.
It is.
Do you not have alive rainbows where you're from?
No, I don't have any rainbows. I don't have an atmosphere where I'm from.
Oh, right. Yes, it is alive, but it is dying. It used to have infinite colours, but each year, like another colour fades. It is another reason why I feel this change is coming, but I don't know what is causing it.
Hmm. And there must be something very strange going on to affect a creature of this size. It stretches across the sky.
Yes. Here is my village.
Yes, I see a few people. It's a quiet place.
It is. We prefer the quiet.
Everyone looks quite different to one another.
We're
similar
evolved
to the wildlife.
Yes, we adapt. We each, on our 16th year, go into the forest alone and come back with an animal companion.
And you went and came back with Oscar.
Yes.
How did that go?
Initially, I was like you and I ran away. But then, eventually, Oscar caught me and I realized that he just wanted to play. He wanted a friend. He's one of the few of his kind, because the rainforest animals adapt so quickly. He couldn't play with anyone else. They would all run away from him.
Yes, it is as though there is constant evolution here.
Yes. And so we became friends, because I know what it is like to be alone. I've been ignored before because of my my missing arm. When I was born, I only had one arm.
Oh, yes. Kira has just one arm, and I can see the other people in this village have two or more.
Oh, two, yes, two or more.
I assumed that one arm was normal.
No. Not when you're supposed to be the strongest leader in the village.
You are the leader.
I'm supposed to be. But I find it hard to get them to listen to me. I don't know that I'm up to the job. I don't feel like I've ever been good.
Well, who decided that you would be leader?
Well, my father was the leader before me.
And so it passes down to you?
Normally, yes.
Do you want to be the leader?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I want to help change. I want to fix what is happening with the colors, but I don't know that I can.
Well, clearly this warrants some more investigation. Maybe if you knew more about how to fix this problem, you would be better equipped to lead others.
Do you think... What do you think we should do?
Well, you're the leader.
I think I have to go talk to the Goggle people. I think I have to go see what they're doing with the oil, with the sticky water.
Very well. Let's venture forth then. See what we can find out about them.
Okay.
We're heading away from Kira's village now and back into the rainforest. Kira, is there anything I need to do to ensure that I stay alive?
Drink only the clear liquid. That is very important.
That is a rule that I do tend to stick
to. Oh, good. It is a good rule.
But what of the creatures? I'm sure that not all are as playful and friendly as Oscar.
This is very true. Avoid the ones with too many hands.
How many hands is too many? You have one, I have two. Any more than that?
Four or more is a good rule that I live by.
All right. Stay away from animals with four or more hands.
Yes.
Very happy to do so.
You are very wise, Valspar. When you travel at night, I wouldn't recommend it, but if you have to, avoid those with red eyes, the creatures that you may see.
Red eyes, four or more hands? I think this is a little more intuitive than I expected. I think if I use my wizardly instincts, maybe I will be all right.
Well,
if it looks really scary, it probably is. Unless it's a 10-foot tall panther.
Smaller things are also often more deadly than larger things.
Oh, wonderful.
So, that's something that may not be inherently knowledgeable to you.
No, thank you. That is some useful information. Alright, Kira, where are we headed towards?
We're coming to the edge of the rainforest. I don't normally go past this point. As you can see, the terrain is completely different. The ground is much more cold and dry. It is not what I'm used to. And there's pipes everywhere. I don't want to touch them. Hot air comes off them. And beyond that is the city. It is so odd to see such a distinct line between what I believe should be the world and what has become of it on this other side.
It is dry here. The earth is almost cracked, like it's been drained of moisture.
Yes. We have so much life coming from the core of the earth, but I feel like it has been taken too quickly and used for something else that it was not intended.
Well, what are we going to do about it, Kira?
We're going to find out why it's happening. Okay, Oscar. I know we don't normally, but keep going.
Oscar is going to draw a lot of attention in this area.
We only can find out through putting ourselves at risk. I think that is part of being a leader.
I think it is too. And you said you weren't ready to be a leader.
No, I feel like you being here is making me braver than I normally am.
Well, I'll take any credit that you're going to offer.
A lot of the time, there are workers who check on these metal logs, but they don't seem to be coming near us at the moment. I think Oscar is a bit startling to them.
Well, let's make the most of that to do some investigation on our own before we are discovered.
All right. Top off, Oscar, and have a look closer at these pipes.
So the pipes are warm to the touch.
Hot, even.
Which is interesting, with the ground around being so cold.
Yes. Yes, it is. So, it seemed to be going to a central system and then leading off in more intentional lines towards the city. But the ones on our side are so random. They just seem to be shoved into the earth.
Well, there must be something below the earth that we are not able to see. Perhaps pockets of this oil that they are extracting.
There seems to be some sort of ladder over there. Do you think we should go down?
What do you think, Leda?
I think we should.
Very well, lead the way.
Great. You'll have to wait here, Oscar, and you are excessively too large for this one.
Perhaps Oscar can wait back at the outskirts of the rainforest.
Yes, yes.
I wouldn't want him getting attacked.
Nope. He knows how to return me. He runs off. I'll go first. It is very dark down here. Do you have any kind of lighting device?
Yes, well, I could cast a fire spell, but I worry about this liquid, if it might be flammable.
It is valid. I will see if I'm able to engage what would normally be my nighttime eyesight.
Okay.
In the forest, because we don't have any made lighting. It's all natural. It's a bit foggier than usual, but it seems to be working okay.
I cannot see at all. You'll have to describe what you're seeing. I'm just keeping my hands and my feet on the ladder.
We're currently just in a tunnel. We're going down very deep. It's deeper than I've ever been underground. We're coming to the end, and we're standing on just a long corridor of that cold stone. There doesn't seem to be anyone on either side. Are you down? Are you on the floor?
Yes, I am now.
Oh, yes, very good. Let's walk this way. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Great.
May I put my hand on your shoulder?
Yes. That makes sense.
That will help us to stick together.
Well, I haven't had a friend before, so this is going well for me.
No friends at all?
My village is quite judgy.
Wow, very judgy.
Very judgy. We're coming to a large opening, and at the bottom there is a massive pool of the oily water.
Now that we are in a less enclosed space, I feel a bit more confident that I might be able to cast a spell.
Okay.
Gari Dungara!
Wow.
Yes, I see the oil, but there are other things as well. Do you see those vats a little bit further off?
Yes.
They are full of different colored liquids.
What could they be for?
I do not know.
Different colors. They almost look like the colors from the sky.
Perhaps they've been mixed with the oil?
To achieve what? This is all so confusing!
Come closer to this green one.
Yes.
Do You think we could get some out?
I have a skin I could put it in. I don't want to touch it, though.
Yes, be very cautious.
All right. I've got some. We'll see if it looks any different in the sunlight.
There's something very, very wrong going on here.
It doesn't... These colors shouldn't be underground. They should be in the sky. This is terrible.
All right. Should we go back up the ladder, or is there anything else you wish to see here?
No, I'd like to leave this place. It doesn't feel right.
All right.
We head back. Can you follow me back?
Yes, I will. I will keep the fire going now that I can see what I'm doing.
Great. Here's the ladder. Oh, it seems so bright now. I have to... Oh, that's better.
You can adjust your own eyesight?
Yes, we've evolved very quickly.
It's a very useful adaptation.
It's a very useful adaptation.
Yes, looking at the liquid in the skin now, it seems to glow almost.
It looks so magical. Who would want to put it in vats underground?
Perhaps it is for saving, for storing.
I don't understand. I feel like we should leave Oscar in the woods for now and continue on and see who we can talk to without an aggressive animal.
Okay.
I'll ask that boy over there.
Okay.
Boy!
Yes?
What are you doing here?
Getting the oil out of the ground.
What for?
You know, for powering things.
Powering things?
Yeah.
Do you know what this is as well?
Green?
Yes, but it was underground in a barrel.
It was green oil.
Green oil?
Yeah, if you burn it, then it does different things.
Oh, I see. Who told you to do this?
The bastard?
Where is he?
Probably having lunch.
Lunch. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Okay. You don't look like you're from here.
No, I'm from the rainforest.
Oh, you gotta get out of here then.
Why?
I don't think you're supposed to be on this site.
Why not?
Safety.
Safety?
Yeah.
You're a very odd boy.
Yeah? You're a very odd lady.
Okay. Thank you for your advice.
Whatever.
Bye.
That didn't look like it went very well.
No, well, like I said, I haven't had a lot of friends.
I don't think that you're going to find many friendly people here. It seems like they're trying to keep this a secret. I don't know that you're going to convince them. Perhaps we should take matters into our own hands.
You mean, like, destroy a pipe?
Is that what you want to do?
I don't want them taking this oil out of the ground. It doesn't seem to be going well.
Well, maybe we have to sabotage it then.
All right. We should wait till it's done.
Okay. Back into the forest until then?
Yes. You can come stay in my village and feed you and give you clear liquid.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh. Good morning, Kira.
Good morning.
It is time for us to sabotage the pipes.
It's the evening.
What?
We're doing it at night time.
Why is it still so bright? Is it just always bright here?
Yes.
There are so many colours in the rainforest, I can't tell day from night.
Oh, it's darker for me.
Ah. Okay, it must be dark by the pipes then.
Yes. All right, what... I have... my large blade to attack the pipes with. What, do you have weapons?
Just my magic.
Which seems very useful.
It's mostly quite useful.
Don't you think the fire will... Oh, actually, the fire could be excellent. What if we try to blow up the central point where the pipes all meet?
Yes. It would probably travel up all of the pipes and... and cause a cascading effect.
Brilliant. Shall we ride Oscar?
Yes, I think we'll need to get out of there quickly.
Yes, I agree.
All right.
Excellent. All right. Oscar! We ride to the edge of the rainforest, and he's a bit hesitant. This is new terrain for us. But we go out, we're following the main pipe from where we were, into the central gathering.
Yes, now that we've exited the rainforest, I can indeed see that it is much darker.
Yes. There's a lot of colours in the rainforest.
And not many here.
No, it's not how it should be.
Well, perhaps if we're able to stop this operation, we might be able to stop them taking more colours from the sky.
Oh, I can't. I've been waiting for a chance like this my whole life. I'm so glad you've come.
Well, I do often tend to sense when I'm needed.
It is the year of the purple, indeed.
Yes, and even if we haven't quite got to the bottom of why this is happening, we can stop it.
Yes. I will cut a hole in this pooling area.
And yes, and I will just cast a small spell to set it alight. Maybe we won't be noticed until it really sets off.
Mm. And then we will run.
Oh, yes.
Very quickly.
Very quickly.
Great. Okay.
All right. Oh, you've made a little hole there.
Yes. Is it big enough?
Yes, yes. I think I'll be able to... put in a motor flame.
Okay. You jump off. I'll be on Oscar. You just jump straight onto.
Yes. Get ready to pick me up.
Yes.
Okay. Gotta eat on Gara. That's burning very quickly.
Jump.
All right. I'm jumping.
Okay. Go, Oscar. Run. Run to the forest. Oh, it's catching. Oh my God, it's catching so fast.
That the whole thing is ablaze.
I've never seen such a big fire.
I think it's going to explode very shortly. We should get clear as far as we can.
Yes! Run!
I don't know exactly what we've started here, but we've definitely set something into motion.
Should we watch from the edge of the rainforest to see who comes?
Yes. Oh, looks like your village are gathering towards us.
I didn't tell them my plan.
No, but they've clearly seen something has happened.
Oh yes, it's a very large plan.
It seems that you've taken matters into your own hands.
Yes.
I think it is time you tell them what you have done and what will need to be done from now.
My people! Too long we have waited. Too long we have done nothing as we have seen our home cut down and burned for these pipes. To be forced into the ground. Our land is dying and we must fight. With the help of this sorcerer Falzbar, I have struck...
Wizard.
Wizard! My apologies. We have no wizards here. My bad.
No problem.
We have made the first strike towards our enemy. As you can see, we have set a blaze that they cannot ignore. We will find out once and for all why this is happening, why we are losing the colors of our rainbow, why it is dying, and we will truly be in the year of purple.
Kira, look!
What?
Back at the pipes, I can see explosions of different colors.
You're right.
Those vats underground must have caught. They're shooting up into the sky. Huge bursts of colours in the sky.
The colours that were taken from the rainbow.
There must be some other operation that we have not found. I think you know your purpose now, Kira. That was a good speech that you gave your people.
Thank you. I'd thought about it a lot previously.
Do you think you are ready to lead?
I think I'm ready to try.
Then I think I am ready to go.
I cannot thank you enough for inspiring me to be the leader I always wanted to be.
All I had to do was follow your instructions. You already knew what you wanted to do.
I guess I just... meeting someone who was so willing to travel to other worlds and see new things and meet new people and help them just made me believe that I could do it too.
Hmm. Well, good luck with the rest of your journey.
Thank you. Good luck with yours.
I must go back through the portal now. Now that I am back in my home, I wonder if I did the right thing or not. It's not the wizarding way to turn up to different worlds and blow things up hither and thither. I think I must be cautious on my next journey, that I am not overstepping and causing more destruction, as I know the effects that destruction have caused to my own world. Goodbye.
The Rift Drifter was produced by Callum Stephen and Kieran Sill and edited by Callum Stephen. Our world-building process was inspired by the role-playing game Questlandia by Hannah Schaefer and Evan Rowland. Feldspar the Wizard was played by Kieran Searle, who performs improv comedy regularly with the Court Jesters. This week's musician was Callum Stephen. Kira! The Rebel was played by comedian Maddie McZant. You can follow her on Facebook and get tickets to her upcoming show Hers and Hers Towels at littleandromeda.co.nz. More episodes of The Rift Drifter can be found each month wherever you get your podcast from. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Rift Drifter Pod, or on YouTube as Feldspar the Wizard. If you enjoyed the episode and would like to send us a small koha, go to buymeacoffee.com/riftdrifterpod. For $3 a month, you'll unlock our bonus, Opening the Rift, which is basically us explaining how we create our little world. We're grateful for all your support. Rating and reviewing us on iTunes also really helps us out.
I'll see you again in the next world. Goodbye.